This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today we continue our weekly series on the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. Billie Holiday was born 85 years ago this month in Baltimore, Maryland. She is part of the NPR 100 with her song Fine and Mellow, specifically her performance on the television broadcast The Sound of Jazz. On the 8th of December, 1957, The Sound of Jazz made television history. CBS producer Robert Herridge assembled many of the great pioneers of jazz to perform together on live television. Among them, Count Basie, Thelonious Monk, Coleman Hawkins, and Billie Holiday. By 1957, Billie Holiday had experienced her share of trouble with drugs and hard living, and her voice was not what it once had been. Yet that day, on the set of The Sound of Jazz, it was clear Billie Holiday was still a singer with an impeccable sense of timing and a style that could convey both joy and suffering. Here's a tape of that broadcast from more than 40 years ago.
Again, Studio 58 and The Sound of Jazz. Billie Holiday is one of a handful of really great jazz singers. Her blues are poetic, highly intense. Playing with her here today are some of the musicians who accompanied her back in the 30s and some of the greatest jazz records ever made. Among the musicians, Roy Eldridge and Doc Cheatham on trumpets, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, and Ben Webster on saxophone, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Mal Waldron at the piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Danny Barker on guitar, and O.C. Johnson on the drum. Billie Holiday.
The blues to me is like being very sad, very sick, going to church, being very happy. It's two kinds of blues. There's happy blues and there's sad blues. I don't know, the blues is sort of a mixed up thing. You just have to feel it. Anything I do sing, it's part of my life.
Billie could say hello, and that would be a musical experience.
Nat Hentoff writes about music for the Village Voice and was part of the production team that organized The Sound of Jazz. He recalls the highlight of the broadcast.
The song she sang, that to most people, including me, was the climax of the show, which is saying a lot when you have Basie and Monk and all those people, was one of the few songs that she herself ever wrote. Fine and Mellow. It's a basic 12-bar blues. It may be the only blues song she ever wrote, although, of course, the language of the blues, the texture of the blues, the cry of the blues was always part of what she did. Billie didn't actually write songs. She thought of a melody and she hummed it, and then her piano player or somebody else would orchestrate it, or arrange it, rather. And as for lyrics, she would write the lyrics, but then she'd consult with somebody like Arthur Herzog, who was the co-writer on Strange Fruit, and he would sort of shape it into a more singable form. The theme of the lyrics was infidelity, and Billie knew a lot about that. I don't know how you put this. She had a poor choice of men, and that was one of the reasons, I think, that she could sing this song and a lot of other songs that had to do with dreams and aspirations and fantasies and romance when they turn bad. She was an expert at that.
Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out of night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out of night long. You do things that you know is wrong.
What made this the climax of the show was this. She and Lester Young, she had given him his nickname, Prez, and he was the guy who called her Lady Day, which other people came to call her. They had been very close for a long time, but then they stopped being close. And they paid very little attention to each other while we were rehearsing the show. We didn't rehearse, we just got checks and blocking. Anyway, Lester was not feeling well. And he was supposed to be in the big band sequence, and he couldn't make it. And I told him, look, in the Billy section, which was a small group, she was sitting on a stool surrounded by just a few musicians. I said, you know, you don't have to just sit down and play. When it came to his solo in the middle of Fine and Mellow, Lester stood up, and he blew the purest blues I have ever heard. Watching Billy and Lester interact, she was watching him with her eyes, with a slight smile, and it looked as if she and Lester were remembering other times, better times. And this is true, it sounds corny. In the control room, Herridge, the producer, had tears in his eyes, so did the engineer, so did I. It was just extraordinarily moving. And I think for all the times she sang this song on records and in nightclubs, this was the performance that I think meant the most to her, and it came through on The Sound of Jazz.
Treat me right, baby, and I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, and I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
After it was all over, she was so pleased with how it went. It was live, by the way. That was the time of live television. She came over and kissed me, and that's worth more to me than the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Nat Hentoff recalling Billie Holiday at her performance of Fine and Mellow on the 1957 broadcast The Sound of Jazz on CBS television. Hentoff has been writing about music for The Village Voice for more than four decades.